You're listening to the Jason Greger Show, presented by PlayAlberta.ca. If you gamble, use your game sense. Visit GameSenseAB.ca to find out more. Joins us, Shocker. How you doing?
Good, buddy. Solid.
Nice. Earlier today, and I want to give you an opportunity to defend yourself, Strud said that you're like a hair fluffer, a guy who fluffs up his hair to make it look like there's more there than there is. Is that true?
Wow. Well, welcome to the show, Ryan.
Well, I thought I'd give you a chance to defend yourself.
I was not expecting to start the segment with that. So I'm sure Strud's in his truck right now on the ride home is bellowing that big goofy laugh of his. A hair fluffer. I don't know that I do that. I mean, I do my hair. And I do it like I've always done it. Do you pull a little from one spot to just maybe try and supplement things a touch in a different area? I mean, sure. But it's not a full comb over or anything. Why is this? I hate that I have to come on the radio and talk about my thinning hair. Like, screw all of you guys. I quit. I quit the show. I quit the radio.
Hey, it's your podcast partner. Take it out on him.
Yeah. I know I'm going to. My goodness. The big dumb laugh right now in the truck. I can just hear it. God.
Oh, it's true, because trust me, when he said it, he laughed too, just so you know.
Oh, man.
Devin Shore not on the ice, which isn't, you know, it's not a crushing one. He's played well, but the order is 11-7 is a format that they've had a lot of success in. Probably keeps guys in the rotation. But it's an interesting one. Like, maybe he's just got an illness, because I didn't see anything in the last game that would lead him to suddenly be out.
Yeah, tough to know. So we kind of try and read the signs at the morning skate, but sometimes it's a bit ambiguous, and today maybe one of those days a little bit. I didn't notice who stayed out to skate a little bit later today, by the way. We were doing some other stuff, but that often is the real telltale sign. But
when I went out, there was no one because there was only 18 guys on the ice, right? Because they only have 19 skaters, so, and McLeod's not here. So
Darren A. looked to me in the locker room like a guy who was in good spirits and you know. So you'd think he gets a chance to get back in potentially. So, yeah, I mean, the 11-7, they're comfortable that they've done it before. They've done it lots. Makes sense. Get Darren A. back in there as well. So I would suspect that's what we're going to see tonight against a dynamite Arizona Coyote squad.
Hey, they're 6-1-2, and how about this? Clayton
Keller.
What a
nightmare for them, by the way.
Yeah. Yes. And, well, for the management, not for the players.
Yeah.
But Clayton Keller, the last 2 months of the NHL season, from January 22nd till March 22nd, Connor McDavid first in league scoring, Clayton Keller second
in crazy,
league scoring. Yeah, I don't think anybody would have had that.
Yeah. I mean, we know this is the thing. It's like the Arizona effect. What other brilliant performances might people be capable of out of that locker room if not for, you know, you surround him with a little bit more depth and a little more opportunity. So, remember, he had 28 goals in 67 games last year. He's got 32 in 71 this year. So it's a similar pace in terms of goal scoring. 63 points in 67 games last year. So he's at a nice pace here. But he's been a good player for a long time. He really has. And so good for him for taking it to the next level. What is he, like 5'10", 5'11"? He's not even a six-footer, and I like the way he plays the game, and he's getting rewarded this year, big time.
Oh, he's played exceptionally well for them. I look at their blue line tonight, though, and my goodness, the number one offense in the NHL should be frothing at the mouth. When you look at, you know, Nemeth, now he's played a lot of NHL games, but he's never been a top pairing defenseman. You know, Moser's a young guy who everybody's very high on, but he's only played 114 games. Then you throw in their fourth, fifth, and sixth defensemen have combined 72 NHL games. Experience between Mackey and, of course, Kesselring, who the Oilers traded to Arizona for Bukestad and Soderstrom. Like,
with 11 see Kesselring, aren't you?
Yeah, a little bit. I don't think he's on any other NHL roster if it's not in Arizona. So, we'll see. Good for him. Hey, you get an NHL paycheck. Good for the kid, and he's getting some experience.
Oh.
But The order's 11-4. It's all that means is more ice time for Nugent Hopkins, Hyman, Kane, those type of players.
Yep.
That's tough for the Coyotes. I think that's going to lead for a long night defensively.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, listen, they've been playing some good hockey, and good for them. And I think it's really good for this coaching staff, too, because they seem to be an afterthought in a lot of discussions about Arizona. So I think it's good for that staff to be able to pull this group together and get some wins and show some fight. As frustrating as it might be for management, especially this year. But this is a game the Oilers should be able to go out and grab. Just don't leave any chance. Just get out there and attack it and get on it. I don't think they were very good the other night, flat out. Like, I really don't. So they need to play better than they did the other night, goaltending aside. And I think they probably have been given that message. And so we'll see how they react. But for Kesselring, what a trade deadline for him. When you go from an American League team getting traded over to Arizona and you've been in the NHL ever since, that doesn't happen very often where guys in the American League get traded and suddenly find themselves in the NHL for the rest of the season. You know, normally you head to their AHL affiliate as well. So really cool for him, and had heard some good things about the way he'd been playing this year. So I'm interested to see him up close and personal in NHL action.
Yeah, it's great for him. He did go up and down a little bit in between. He's plowed into five games for them.
Yep.
He's up right now on emergency recall.
Oh,
basis.
Yeah, I didn't realize that. I thought he had stayed with them, so my bad.
Yeah, no, but still, he's gotten. This will be his sixth NHL game, and if you would have asked him on March 1st if he thought he was going to get into NHL games that season, he would have said no. So it's obviously exciting for him. I know, because he played his first game like right away in Arizona, then he went down for a bit. Now he's being back up, and you know, the Coyotes did make an emergency recall because Zach Cassian last night was a last minute scratch due to illness or injury, and so Kelleman is coming up as another emergency recall, so they actually will have 18 skaters tonight.
Okay,
so
there you go.
For the Coyotes. One last one for you. When you look at the Oilers, their defense, everybody's picked up offensively, but so is the defenseman. The Oilers' defense now have 33 points in their last 10 games. Mm-hmm. You know, you look at Nurse, Bouchard, and Ekholm leading the way, but Cody Ceci, after a long time without points, he's got some assists. They're now up to ninth in scoring amongst the blue line, but they're only 2 points out of fifth. Is the Oilers' offense overall in their blue line surprise you?
Well, Matthias Ekholm coming in and scoring goals the way he is, I wouldn't have expected that to be part of it. Darnell Nurse has done a good job. There's been such an uptick in Evan Bouchard's play. That's really moved the dial, too. I'm not sure if you check his game log, sort of what his last 5-7 games look like, but it just feels like overall he's contributing more to being pushed the right way, and he's been contributing. So, yeah, I think there's some good signs. I think there's definitely some good signs there, especially, you move Barry, and he's generally the defenseman who was picking up the bulk of the points. So it's kind of a little bit more by committee here, and it's been good, man. Ekholm, the offense out of Ekholm has just been an added bonus. It's been unreal. They've been getting that from him. So it's good. And now it just becomes about this group figuring out the ways that they can cut down their goals against. And, that'll be a focus for them. And between now and the playoffs, I think that's really going to be a focus for them, is just trying to cut down their goals against and, giving them a better chance night in, night out for that offense to just overwhelm teams and not give it up as much the other way.
Shogar, have yourself a great night. Have a good nap before the game time.
Oh, it is absolutely happening, probably right now.
All right. Well, sleep well, fluff your hair, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
That's not fair. See ya.